Hey, hello everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Tonight we are going to do a show on the LifeX bulb. This is a very cool bulb. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, I welcome everyone. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 172 countries all around the world, and I have you to thank for that. So, again, thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, we can be found at thegadgetprofessor.com. We come up with a new gadget show every Thursday evening, and we've been doing this for about 4 years now, maybe a little bit more than 4 years. And what you want to do is make sure you subscribe to the show notes, because that's how you're going to get everything we talked about on this episode and every other episode in your email basket. And just go right here on the right hand side, scroll down, you'll see the newsletter right there. You're going to get the newsletter. Put your email address in there. That's what I'm trying to say. And every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted in your in-basket for absolutely free, you will get all the show notes. And you probably want that, because you don't need to be taking notes while you're watching the show. And if you're interested in a particular topic or item, everything will be hot linked in the show notes. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. That would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor, and I post all kinds of things on the Gadget Professor Show page. I was in Europe a little while ago, and I'll be putting up some more pictures, and I got a lot of comments on that, which I appreciated very much. So you could see some of my photography there, and I really went to some very cool places. And also, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's also easy to do. It's at Gadget Professor. And if you follow me at Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, let's see here, I have to bend down underneath the camera here. If you follow me on Twitter, you want to go to the Rebel Mouse page, and that would be RebelMouse/Gadget Professor. If you're into gadgets, you really want to check out my Rebel Mouse page. What this is it takes all our tweets, and that's about 100 times a day. Every gadget that's new, that's worthy, and there's a lot of them, every day it's automatically transferred to this absolutely, I think, gorgeous Rebel Mouse page, and it puts a pictorial up of what the gadget is and actually links it to the website that announced the gadget, and you could find more information. So you never know what you're going to see there, and because this page is dynamically linked, you're going to see this change multiple times a day, probably every 15 minutes. So definitely want to check that out. I'm squinting down because I rearranged a few things here in my office. Tell you the truth, I just got gigabit in today with Cox. Actually, it was in 2 days ago, and it works great, but I have had my bugs. The Netgear router failed twice. This is the third one. They've been back 3 days in a row because the Netgear router does not work well. So next week I'll give you the rundown on that, and I'll show you some of the speeds that we're getting. It's pretty cool. So let's get into it, folks. Today we'll talk about some cool apps, and I have an unbelievable light bulb to show you. This thing is really, really cool in a lot of ways. But in any event, this app you're going to want. Trust me, you're going to want this app. It's called Fixed, and this is the app that fights parking tickets. I kid you not. It's totally free, and you can download this. And what it does is it tells you every way possible that you can essentially get out of paying the parking ticket. It also tells you how to do it, what to do, what you can't do, what you can do. And it's a very, very handy app. And again, just go to the iTunes store and Fixed, get the ticket and the point dismissed. Top rate traffic attorneys from 150 to zero to submit. It's a 90% success rate. And this will cover, listen up, Gadget Professor fans, this is going to cover speeding, red lights, going through stop signs, and other traffic tickets. So this version is more addictive than Kenny Rogers' roaster. So you're going to like this, and it works pretty well. I mean, you've got to enter in things to this, but it tells you what you need to do, and it runs you through all the steps, and this guy got his $60 ticket turned around, and you have all kinds of reviews, so check this out. I know you're going to like it. I haven't had to use it yet. I'm sure I will, but I haven't to date. All right. Here is a great, great free app, and it's made by the folks at Microsoft. And Microsoft Garage Project really puts out a lot of cool things. So you can go to this page, and it's called Auto Tag and Search My Photos. And Auto Tag and Search My Photos is a Microsoft Garage product. It uses photos. It uses your photos and tags them in your Facebook account, so it learns what face models you're working with of your friends, so on and so forth, and then it will automatically tag them from then on. And it's a great app, and it works quite well. I've tried it out now, and I really like it. So if you have a lot of photographs and you want to tag them, I would use this. Plus, it's free. Now, here is something that everybody needs at one point in time. And if you don't, you want to do it anyway. It's your annual credit report, and this is 100% free. And it's called annualcreditreport.com. So you can go to this webpage, doesn't matter what browser you use, and it will tell you exactly how you go about getting a free copy of your credit report every 12 months, that's once a year if you can't do the math, from each credit reporting company. And this will tell you how to do it, and it also lets you click on the link, request your free credit reports, and boom, it just takes you through every step of the way, and it's totally free. So if you're wondering what your credit is or what bills you didn't pay, and you also have the ability to, you know, write a letter counter to what the creditors are saying, and it's something you want to keep track of. Your credit's an important item for sure, and this will get you the three reports from the three major credit companies around. Okay, this is a new app. I haven't run it too long, maybe a week or two, but this is called MileLQ, and it automatically will log in your mileage. This is a smart mileage tracking app. It detects and logs automatically when you're driving, and you also have it classifies trips with a single swipe, and it will actually tell you how much dollars it's worth for your tax deduction. So this is an automatic mileage tracker. It tracks the miles that you drive for your business because that's deductible. By using smart drive technology, MileQ automatically logs your drives and calculates their value, automatically creating a mileage log that's compliant with the IRS guidelines. After the drive, simply swipe right to classify the drive is a business trip. No more manual mileage logs, and you'll get your reimbursements or your deduction, whatever you deserve, with the minimum amount of effort. So I know there's a lot of people out there who can deduct their miles legally, and this is a great tool. It's totally free, and you may want to check it out. And while you're on the App Store, this is actually the Google Store, Google Play Store. As soon as you call up that app, on the right-hand side, you'll see all kinds of Track My Drive, mileage tracker, mileage, track your fuel economy, expense reports. So there's a ton of other apps that are available for free that you might want to utilize in conjunction with getting your tax deductions. It really keeps things nice and neat for you. Now, this next app is, again, a free app. All my apps are pretty much free, again, by Microsoft. And this is called PicCollage. And what this is, it's one of the top 10 photo mobile apps that are available. And this is only available on Windows 10. So if you've made the switch, I have not, but if you've made the switch to Windows 10, this thing is really great. As I've looked through the types of things that it does, there's all kinds of great reviews. But when you get done with this app, your picture, your collages actually look professional. So if you're into that and you've updated to Windows 10, check this app out. And now we're going to go to the gadget of the day. And this particular product is a light bulb, for lack of a better description. It's an LED light bulb, and it's made by a company called LifeX. Now, the model that I'm reviewing, quite frankly, is the older model. There is a new model out called, I think, Color 1000. This was the first model out. And the reason I'm reviewing this one is because this is the one I bought. Also, the reason I'm selected this one, because I could have bought the new one, is that this one gets, in general, better reviews, and it seems to lock on to the Wi-Fi and stay locked on, whereas the new model, from what I understand, doesn't stay locked on. Now, that said, there's a software upgrade, and I just loaded it before the show, and I do have the newer bulb on order. It should be here next week. So I'm going to play around with this for this week, and then next week we'll do an update. I won't do a whole show on it, but I'll just do an update to give you a comparison between the two bulbs. So this one is the original LifeX bulb. It's Wi-Fi-enabled multicolored LED bulb. Now, why would someone want this? Well, first of all, if you watch The Gadget Professor, you know that I'm a sucker for lights. I don't know what it is. I don't know what in my childhood created that fascination with lights, but lights always been the coolest thing for me. And what this will do is, and it's unusual, this gives you 1,000 lumens, and it's equivalent to about 75 watts, which is very bright for an LED bulb. It's exceptionally bright. Most of the LED bulbs on the market are 60 watts or less. This one is 75. Now, don't try this at home, but this is what the bulb looks like. And I have loaded the app onto my iPhone, which I will click on, and I got to put my little password in here. And I'm going to turn the bulb on, so the light's going to get a little funky here. So there's the light, and of course it's dimmable, and it's all controllable. I'm sure you can't see the screen here, from your device, your smartphone, your tablet. Yes, it works on Android. Yes, it works on the Apple system, the iOS. So one of the things that you can do with this, obviously, it's an LED bulb, and not all of them are dimmable, but this one is definitely dimmable. Right now, this is 5,500K daylight. That's what it's set to, and the brightness is set to 50%. What I am going to do is push this all the way up to 100%. It's at 100% now, and now I will dim it down till it actually goes off. Here we go. So it's at 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40%, 30%, 15%, and I've dimmed it just to 1%, and you may be able to see that it's just barely on, but it is still on. So from that standpoint of view, the adjustments, the incremental adjustments, are very precise. Now, one thing that's kind of neat, and a lot of people don't really understand or know why they call them daylight bulbs, but there is a light angstrom. It's a measurement, a Kelvin degree temperature measurement that every light puts out, no matter what kind of light it is. So typically the bulbs that you buy are what's called daylight bulb, and that's the coloration. The Kelvin temperature of this bulb happens to be 5,500 Kelvin. So what this will allow you to do, what this app will allow you to do, is to change that. And right now it's a neutral bulb, and I don't know if you can see, but you should be able to see the difference in the tones. I'm not touching the brilliance of the bulb, the light. Right now it's ultra warm. It's at 2,500K. It's more yellow to the eye, and now it's going into blue. So as you can see, you have the ability, and I'm just running through the color spectrum. So I'm on a pinwheel here, and I'm just flicking the wheel around. So it will basically go through the whole color spectrum. If you want a warm light, that's what that would look like. So essentially, this is a light that you can adjust for whatever quality of light that you want. And what I mean by quality, you can adjust it for daylight, for a blue tint, an orange tint, whatever you want. It also, obviously, will change colors. So now I've just clicked the wheel, and now I'm going to change the colors. And right now it's orange here. I don't know what you're seeing on the screen because the camera interprets it a little bit different. So it's going to the yellow, now it's going to green. And now we're going to head towards the blue colors. And we're in the blue, purple. Right now it's a very nice shade of blue, so on and so forth. And I can just cycle through these colors. Now, what I like about this bulb is it's at 45% brightness right now. And now I'm going to put it up to 100%. So you'll notice as the brighter it gets, the less color, because the intensity of the bulb essentially washes out the color. So if you're operating an LED bulb and you're saying, these things stink, I get no color, because right now it's on kind of a magenta, and you probably don't see magenta at all, but as I turn down the lumens on the bulb, get to about 60%, you should see that color starting to come in. I'm at 45%. And the lower I go, the more chroma, the more color you will actually see. So these bulbs do a phenomenal job of creating whatever type of color effect it is that you want. In addition to that, it also has themes, which I think is a very clever idea. So if I wanted the Halloween theme, again, these are all presets that I just select on the iPhone. I feel like the Statue of Liberty here. Okay, so this is what's called Halloween, and it's a bright orangish-red bulb like a pumpkin. And again, I don't know what color is being replicated with the Logitech camera that I'm using. This is called Peaceful, and I'm just tapping the button, and it's changing the Kelvin temperature of the bulb. This is called Relaxing. This is called Energizing. And they have quite a few, probably 10 different types of moods, if you will. This is called Cheerful. It's kind of a blue tint. And this one's nice. This is called Powerful, the sunset. And it really creates the illusion, you know, the lighting that you would see in a sunset. So it's really, really kind of a neat thing. And then this is Serene. So you can put this in any Kelvin temperature or any color that you want. And what's nice about it is if you turn the bulb off, like I'll turn the bulb off now, the bulb actually will return to the color. I didn't hit the off switch there. It will return to the color as soon as you turn it on. So wherever you left it, that's where it will pick up. So right now it should be coming back on and have kind of a bluish tint, as I recall. So I've just hit the switch. I'm waiting for it to come on. I'm still waiting. Let's try it again. You know, whenever you do something live, this is just, there we go. Whenever you do something live, like, you just never know what's going to happen. So in any event, you can change the color very easily of the bulb. And the quality of the light is fantastic. It's probably the best one that I've tested, and I've tested quite a few of them. The other thing that this will do, and I'm going to put this down. Again, I feel like the Statue of Liberty there. But the other thing that this will do for you on the app, it will allow you to schedule times for it to come on, to come off, and also set the color of the light. So if you want to wake up to a blue light or a red light or go to sleep and have the light on for an hour and then have it dim down 10%, all that's very easy to do via the app. The app is very well made. You also have the ability to gang multiple lights. So if I have 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 of these, I can put 2 and call it one group. I can put 3 on another group, 4 on a different group, and have control of those groups or all the lights at the same time. So it's pretty much whatever you want. You can mix and match, and that's a cool thing. Now, the other thing that this will do, and I haven't had a chance to test it out, is it will actually allow you to use what's called IFF commands. And if you have the Echo, and we talked about the Echo, I have the Echo sitting in the corner here. Let me see if it's on. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 7:52.
Alexa, louder. Alexa, what's the temperature?
In Scottsdale, it's 58 degrees with showers and mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for clouds and showers and a low of 47 degrees.
Thank you very much. So if you have Alexa, you can tell Alexa, and I haven't hooked it up yet, to turn the light on or turn the light off or turn it on at a particular time, change its color. All those things are doable by what's called IFF commands. And that's really cool. It's a really neat thing. I haven't tested it out, so I can't comment on how good it works, but I would imagine it's pretty nice. Now, one of the things that they do on their website, here it is here, Echo, Echo, Echo. Amazon now talks to LifeX. Alexa, ask my Cue. It's on. Yeah, I didn't tell it what to do for commands yet, but in any event, it will give you hands-free control of your LifeX and all the things in between. Now, here's a new model of the bulb. It's called Color 1000, and the only difference is that I can tell in writing is that it's about 11 watts power energy use instead of, I think, 15 or 17. I think it's 17. So this old bulb is 17 watts. The new one is 11 watts. So there's a little savings there. It really doesn't cost you that much more. The whole thing costs something like $3 a year if you keep it on all the time. The price of the new bulb is $60. The price of the older model is $49. And it's a really good value. One of the things they do here that I like is they give you a variety of uses for these types of bulbs, and you actually can learn how it will help you sleep, how it will help you work better, how to create a wake-up schedule, just about everything that you could possibly experience with light, from sleep to security, to having your kids have a good time, to reading, to relaxing, to watching movies. It's all described here, and it gives you settings that you may want to test out what Kelvin degree temperature recommends for those settings. So it's really a nice type of a gadget, if you will. And if you get three or four of these and put them throughout your house, you can really create some wonderful decor by using electronic LED lighting. So I really, really like this. I'll be interested in seeing how the new bulb works in comparison to the old one, and if indeed they do lock on. My guess is that they're going to work fine because I just upgraded the software, and that's probably what it was. So the only reason I bought the old bulb, quite frankly, is I bought two or three of them, and it's $10 cheaper. And you're not going to see, the new bulb is a little bit brighter, not much. You're not going to see the difference. So I figured, why not? I'll get the old bulbs while they're around. And I actually bought mine on Amazon because I can return them. So I hope you enjoyed today's review. I like bringing it to you, and I am going to now try to hook this up with the IFF commands on the Echo device, and we'll see what happens. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everyone next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain, Multimedia Communications, LLC. If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!